From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama defends Turkey's defense of its airspace. After speaking with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, President Obama counseled a de-escalation of tensions after Turkey downed a Russian jet fighter it says violated its airspace. Mr. Obama was asked about the incident during a joint news conference at the White House with French President François Hollande.
I do think that this points to a ongoing problem with the Russian operations, in the sense that they are operating very close to a Turkish border, and they are going after moderate opposition that are supported by not only Turkey, but a wide range of countries. If Russia is directing its energies towards Daesh and ISIL, some of those conflicts or potentials for mistakes or escalation are less likely to occur.
And he said it shows a need to move quickly toward a diplomatic resolution of the Syrian conflict. In Jordan Tuesday, Russia's President Putin said his government is analyzing what happened and said the incident will have significant consequences on relations with Turkey. Tunisia has declared a 30-day state of emergency following the killing of at least 12 members of the presidential guard on a bus in the capital, Tunis. President Beji Caid Essebsi, speaking on national television, also imposed an overnight curfew on the Tunis region and will convene an emergency meeting of a Security Council for Wednesday. The North African country has been hit hard by extremist attacks, including the shootings at a luxury beach hotel in Sousse last June that killed 38, mostly tourists, and in March, an attack at Tunisia's famed Bardo Museum that killed 22. This is VOA News. Presidents Obama and Hollande vowed new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants in the wake of the deadly jihadist attacks on Paris this month. The French leader, speaking through an interpreter, called for an implacable joint response.
France and the United States stand together to bring that joint response. Militarily, it is about destroying Daesh, no matter where they are. It is about taking out their financing, hunting down their leaders, dismantling their networks, and taking back the land they currently control.
President Obama called the IS group a scourge that threatens all of us, pledging not to succumb to fear and promising eventual victory. In the wake of the Paris attacks claimed by the IS group, Mr. Hollande has been meeting with world leaders to try to build a coalition to fight the group. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, a day after his speech outlining a new anti-corruption drive on Tuesday, reshuffled some of his cabinet members after several ministers stepped aside over graft allegations. He replaced the transport and infrastructure, agriculture, energy and petroleum, as well as lands and labor portfolios. Mr. Kenyatta has called corruption a threat to the country's national security. Just days after a terror attack killed 19 at a hotel in the Malian capital, Bamako, a UN peacekeeper has been killed by a landmine. The incident occurred as a civilian member of the MINUSMA mission was riding in a vehicle, part of a convoy some 25 kilometers west of Timbuktu. Canada is extending its deadline for taking in 25,000 Syrian refugees from the end of this month to the end of February in order to allow more time for screening and medical exams. Jane Philpott is Canada's health minister.
We aim for 10,000 refugees to be resettled in Canada by the end of December 2015. They will include a mix of privately sponsored and government-assisted refugees. The remaining 15,000, mostly government-assisted refugees, it is our goal that they will be resettled in Canada in January and February of 2016. Full medical exams and security screening will be completed overseas prior to arrival in Canada.
Canada says it's giving priority to complete families, homosexuals who face persecution in Syria, and those it calls women at risk. Chartered private planes will fly the refugees out of camps in Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey, with the military helping with flights as needed. More than 30 Canadian cities have been designated as destination points. A U.S. court sentenced a Pakistani man to 40 years in prison for plotting to bomb a British shopping center. 29-year-old Abid Nasir was convicted early this year of providing support to Al-Qaeda, conspiring to provide material support to the group, and conspiring to use a destructive device. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.